plazas in the zona colonia. Shadows begin to form in the early evening. Thick stones and old city walls seem less heavy and ancient. A softness wraps itself around the Parque Colón, the Santo Domingo Cathedral, the bars, restaurant, and hotels in the zona colonia. This World Heritage Old City is a well-visited area, picked by UNESCO to celebrate because of its culture and history. In the evening, the sunlight switch turns down in slow degrees, and people come out to sit on benches, visit, watch tourists, and enjoy the feel of a place where Christopher Columbus once walked. Plaza Bellini recognizes the efforts of a well-loved and respected Catholic priest who founded hospitals and orphanages in Santo Domingo. Plaza Duarte celebrates one of the founders of the Dominican Republic, who was ironically a poet, writer, and activist, instead of being just a military man brandishing a sword and riding a horse. Tonight there are bursts of life coming from all directions. There's a choo-choo train passing our two plazas, taking visitors for a tour, explaining dozens of important locations where important people in Dominican Republic history lived and played their part on life stage. When you walk the streets here, there are plaques on the walls of residences everywhere that remind you that these blank-faced, neglected buildings once contained living, breathing heroes and heroines. Staying in the zona colonia even a few days lets you forget international airports, freeways, interstates, sky-rise apartments, business complexes, urban sprawl, and our modern world. Our modern world has gotten too quick, large, and complicated. Sitting in a little plaza off the main business streets makes my world more intimate, personal, and endearing. When was the last time we wanted to hug New York City's tallest skyscraper?